Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. Necessarily going to get my best shots on my first trip, or certainly not your first night out shooting. If you are just going out with the view to have fun, you've got a cheap lens on a good camera, I think you're going to be in for a good trip. Today I got an email from someone asking about lens choices and lens options for their trip to Norway. They're going to be shooting some auroras and they want to make sure they've got a good ultra-wide lens that's fast. Because the key to enjoying your aurora photography is fast and wide. And when I say wide, I mean ultra wide. I'm talking about 14 millimeter is really where you want to be. 16 millimeter is good. 20 millimeter, not bad. Do you really want to get to 14 millimeters? Because the auroras are just so big. They just cover so much of the sky. It's a big event to capture. If you're capturing auroras with like a 20 mil lens, what happens is it's like you're just seeing a crop of what's really going on. On a big night, things really, really go off. I do have videos that go into much greater detail on why you want a fast and wide lens for aurora photography. I've got a review of the Sigma 14mm f1.4, and that is by far my favorite aurora lens. But these aren't the things I want to talk about today. What was most interesting was not just the question of how wide you need to go and how fast do you need to go. So do you need an f1.4 lens or will a 2.8 do the job? And I'm going to say 2.8 is really, really good. It's nice having a faster lens, but it's not essential. But the thing that caught my attention in this email was an interesting comment that he made about he thinks this could be the only time he's going up to the Arctic to shoot auroras. And he doesn't want to miss out. He doesn't want to screw this up. And he wants to make sure he's well prepared. Normally, I would say that's a really good attitude. Normally, I would say absolutely you don't want to turn up on a trip and not have the tools of the trade. Because it's hard to learn a new technique without the tools of the trade. But at the same time, I feel he's missing a trick here. I feel going into aurora photography with a view of, I want to get it right the first time, that's putting a lot of pressure on yourself and it's maybe robbing yourself of the enjoyment. So I probably need to explain that a little bit further. Aurora photography is really, really difficult. It is technical, it is complex. And the first few times you go out and shoot, you're really just learning technique. You're not going to be taking the best photographs of your life. And there's a lot of good reasons for that. Everything about auroras is pushing your camera and your lenses to the margins. You are at the limits of what your gear can do. Because you're working at the limits, finding your creative path with aurora photography is really difficult. And it just takes practice. It genuinely takes practice. So what I'm advocating is to step into that sort of experience with the attitude of, I'm not necessarily going to get my best shots on my first trip, or certainly not your first night out shooting, because you are going to make mistakes. You're going to set things wrong on your camera. You might get the focus setting wrong, or you might set your focus at one stage of the night and then accidentally bump that. And then for the rest of the night, you've got a whole bunch of blurry shots. And almost certainly you are going to heavily underexpose your shots for the first few times you go out and shoot auroras, because in the dark of night you're looking at the back of the camera and you think you've got lots of light, lots of exposure, and you get it onto your computer and you realize actually you have badly underexposed. And the more you underexpose, the more you push the raw file to pull back detail, and that is maximizing noise, not signal. So yes, a faster lens will help. If you shoot everything at f1.4 instead of f2.8, that's going to give you a lot more light. But at f1.4, it's really hard to get anything in focus. Really, really hard. Whereas at f2.8, you can get a bit of your landscape and your stars can be reasonably focused as well. It's a good compromise. I'm also not so worried about getting a minimal shutter speed as I used to. I used to worry a lot about how can I get my speeds faster? Like when you get to 4 seconds, you think, how can I get to 2 seconds? You get to 2 seconds and how can I get to 1 second? On my last trip to Norway, what I really enjoyed were the longer exposures. I enjoyed the 10, the 20, the 30 second exposures because you've got more light in the sky. You are filling in the darkness as the aurora moves. So you don't see as much of the aurora structure. You don't see the detail as well, but you get a different benefit. You get more light in general coming through onto your shot. There is so much to experiment with when it comes to aurora photography. It's not going to be simple. So if this is your first trip to the Arctic to shoot auroras and you have a bunch of expectations, I just want to suggest that you rein them in a little bit and you think about having fun and enjoying the moment and just accepting that it could be that a whole bunch of things go wrong because you're in the dark, you're in the snow, it's cold, you're maybe not used to the conditions, you're maybe covered in snow. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard the first couple of times you go out and shoot. And every time you do go out and shoot, you start to work out how better to translate what you're seeing on the back of the screen to a photograph that's going to be on your computer. The more experience you get with shooting those auroras, the more you will enjoy them as well. So if you want to go out and buy a very cheap 14mm f2.8 lens, one that's a manual focus with nice big clunky rings and stuff like that, that's actually a really good starting point. If you are just going out with the view to have fun, you've got a cheap lens on a good camera, I think you're going to be in for a good trip. That's all I've got to share today. If you are interested in seeing a bunch of really beautiful aurora shots from some of my previous trips, I do have a couple of videos on my YouTube channel here. Please take a look and have a great day.